Good evening, everyone. Say, yes. Good to be here again. Yeah, buenas noches. Well, it's funny how God does things and talks and speaks and confirms things. And when pastors had asked me to share, I was like praying and asking God, well, Lord, what do you want? I don't want to just like, you know, pick up a subject and study and just, you know, I mean, everything in the Word is so good. I can just close my eyes, open it, and point my finger, and it's like, okay, I'm going to preach on that, and it's going to be awesome. But I was like, well, what do you want, God? What do you want to talk to all of us? What is in your heart? I want to hear what's in your heart for Faith Ministries Church. I told him, you know who's going to be there? I don't. And so I was like, tell me what we need to hear. And I was feeling my heart prayer. And so when Pastor Kevin was doing an exhortation earlier on that, I was like, well, confirmation. It's good when that happens. It's like, okay, I was listening right. I was opening my ears well. And so I'm happy. I'm excited to share tonight. And well, every time we think of prayer, we or teaching the kids is like, well, prayer is to talk with God, you know, it's speaking with God. And when the kids don't wanna, like, oh, you wanna pray? I was like, I don't know how. It's like, well, you just talk to God. Like, whatever you wanna say is whatever is in your heart, is that's to pray, is to talk with God. And so I was looking it up, and I look in the dictionary, in the Christian dictionary, and it says, prayer is to engage in conversation with God. It's the communication of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. So I like that. I it's like, and the word communication they use here, intercourse, and so that speaks of deep and intimate. So I know there's very different kinds of prayer. And, well, Pastor Kevin was talking about appealing to heaven and all that. But what I felt in my heart more is that intimacy. God longs for intimacy. And that's what was in my heart, like beating heart, like, God longs for intimacy. And that's what I wanted to title tonight's message, God longs for intimacy. And so there's different kinds of prayers. There's secret prayer. There's family prayer, you know, when you pray for the food in family and hold hands and at the table. Or just, you know, having a little devotional at home. There's prayer in family. There's social worship like we do here in public. There's, you know, the services that we have or the meetings we have of prayer. Sorry. But I feel like we need to focus more on that deep intimacy with God, that relationship. And Jesus was, when he was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, he was speaking about that prayer. And he started talking in Matthew 6:6. He said, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. And I want to go by parts in this little verse. Yeah, it's sounding really weird. This, I feel like it's going up and down. And so the first thing I want us to focus is, it says, go away by yourself. And that word, go, it's a verb. And a verb, it requires an action. So first of all, being honest, like, well, at least for me, but I know that we are all flesh. When we hear prayer, well, we're going to pray. It's not like, woohoo, let's go, yes. Because it requires, you know, your attention. It requires to be concentrated on that. It requires your mind to be open and so sometimes it requires work to go and pray. It's not something that, you know, like laying on the couch and watch TV and, you know, it's comfortable. But praying is awesome once you are there. But to go and decide to pray is like, it's not like, woohoo, it's super fun, I want to do it. Honestly, that's not how I feel. But once I do it, it's like awesome. I was like, I'm glad I did it because it's so wonderful to spend time with God. And so go away by yourself. So God wants to draw us near to Him. But we need to draw near to God. And it says in Psalm 73:28, the closer I am with you, my God, the better, because life with you is good. O Lord, the Eternal, you keep me safe. I will tell everyone what you have done. But what David said, I think it was David, the closer I am with you, my God, the better, because life with you is good. And I think this is from The Voice. So anyways, James 4:8, and the first part, it says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. So we need to pursue that relationship. We need to go away and decide, I'm going to go and get near to God. I want to go and get close to God because I want that relationship. We need to go and pour our souls before the Lord, like Anna did in 1 Samuel 1:15. So, come close to God. Come close to Him. It's first part, go away by yourself. So we need to go and come close to God. Number two, it says, shut the door behind you. And, you know, we need to turn off the distractions because there's going to be hell going against you spending time with your Father. The devil doesn't want us to spend time with Him. But God, He's so longing to be with us. You know, he's always saying one and again, come close to me and I will come close to you. And everything that He has done, I mean, the Bible is the most wonderful love story in the whole world. How God gave everything and the only purpose was to have a relationship with us. He just wanted that closeness. I don't know if that's a word, but so He just longs to be with us. So let's shut off and turn off all the distractions. You know, it can be good or bad. You know, good, it can be even the ministry or our family. You know, it can be a distraction. It's a good thing, but sometimes we are so busy in what we're doing that instead of spending time with the boss, we're just like, oh, I need to, you know, go and get souls, and I need to go and do this, and I need to go and do that. And it's all good, and it's all necessary. We need to do that. But we, first of all, need to spend time with God and not let anything distract us. And the bad, probably is not bad, but just not edifying. Like, how long I was thinking, like, I need to, first of all, it's like, all this is first of all for me. Like, how long do I spend watching TV? And how long do I spend with God? Or how long, I can be reading a good book that is edifying and stuff, but how much time do I spend doing other stuff? And how much time do I spend with my Father? He wants us to shut the door behind us so that nothing will distract us and that we can be focusing in Him. And the second part of James 4:8, it says, wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, being distracted between God and the world, I think this is the main point of why we don't spend that much time with God, because we are distracted with what is happening in this world. And I was thinking, well, probably it's not sin, you know? But then I remember, and it's just there in James 4:17, it says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. So I guess it is sin if we know that we are supposed to spend time with our Father and we just neglect it and say, oh, later, you know, like, when I get home and I'm done with everything, I'll give God. Or, you know, sometimes, like, finally, I'm in bed, my pajamas and everything, and it was quite a day, and, oh, yeah, I love you, Lord. Thank you. Good night, you know? And we give him the leftovers, and he just longs to spend time with us, quality time with us. So let's just, and I, even today that I was, you know, preparing and stuff, I was telling God, oh, I feel like such a hypocrite, thank you. Because every time, I don't know how many times I have said, God, I want to spend more time with you, and I'm sorry. And you know, he knows we are sorry. He knows I want to spend time with him. But I need to show it to him. I need to do it. We need to do it. And it's just awesome. It's just awesome to spend time with him. And let's just wash our hands and purify our hearts and come to him and tell him, God, I know I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sorry. Here I am. And it's just awesome to have a close relationship with God. And the third part is pray to your Father. And there's two things about praying to our Father. First of all, prayer, as I read before, is to engage in conversation with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to him. Or address to him. So it's not like I'm gonna pray and I'm just like, you know, there. Yeah, there's time to listen and just enjoy his presence. But, you know, if we're gonna pray to the Father, let's just pray, you know, engage in conversation. Yeah, God knows how our day went. You know, probably it's not just to ask him something. And actually, that's something I wanted to also talk about. Like, God wants to know about our day, how we feel. You know, probably it's like, oh, that would be dumb to just tell God, well, I have a hard day and this happened and like God saw what happened. But yeah, but God wants to just engage in conversation with us. I mean, it will be dumb if I'm with Eric and we like talk about, oh, we're gonna go on a date on Friday and I can't wait to go on a date with him. And I get there on Friday and we're sitting down. I tell him, well, I long for this day so much. And, you know, I need more shoes. I need some clothes. And I just need to pay some bills. And I need some money. And thank you very much. This was so nice. And I enjoy our date. And that's, you know, like sometimes that's our dates with God. We just go and we tell him all that we need, and we don't just like, you know, engage in conversation and just, you know, God, I just want to be with you. I just, you know, how we feel about him. It's you know, we always see it in the Bible, the relationship of God and Jesus with his church, with the church, sorry. It's the same as a marriage. So God compares it as a marriage. And, you know, at the end of the time, the church is going to marry the Lamb of God. And so it's always comparing it to that. So it's the same thing if we just present ourselves in prayer to God to ask him for what we need. He already knows, and we weren't going to talk about that, but you know, he wants to have a relationship, an intimate relationship with us. And the other part of praying to your Father that I wanted to talk is, he's our Father. We are not talking to a stranger or an evil king or a weird person or, you know, someone far away. He's our Father. He loves us. He gave himself to rescue us from sin, which is the only thing that separated us from him. So he's our Father. And probably some people didn't have a good relationship with their father or don't have a good relationship with the Father. But in the Bible, we can see how awesome of a Father he is. That's another image, but God is a good Father. He loves us. And so we can just come to him and tell him, you know, what we want, what we need, or just to have a good relationship with our Father and also with our beloved. He is our beloved. He is our everything. You know, I love Eric, but God is my everything. He satisfies my soul. He's the only one that can fulfill everything in my life that Eric can't. So he's a lovely, awesome God. And the other part, I want to read again the Matthew 6:6. It says, when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. So we already went through go away by yourself. We touched, shut the door behind you, turn off the voices, and you know there's, I'm going to just stop really quick there in the shut the door behind you and in the distractions. There's sometimes that I want to, like, spend time with God or something, and then, like, Eric comes or he wants to spend time with me, and so I don't spend time with God. And I remember when I was in Bible school, a pastor preach one time there, and he was talking about how important it is to have our time with God and not let anything get on the way. And like he will have, you know, in his office he will spend time with God, and he will have different meetings and stuff. And if he had the time schedule he had with God, and something came up or something, he will say, "I can't. I have a meeting." You know, he wouldn't, because sometimes we like really see like, well, it's God. You know, of course, if it wasn't something urgent, I believe he will go. But like how when we have a meeting, we have a meeting and we meet with that person. And especially in businesses, you know, it's like they keep their schedules and their meetings in time and stuff, and they don't change it unless something happened. But this pastor will like dedicate that time and like no calls, no interruptions. I have a very important meeting right now. And so he will spend time with God. And so I know we get distracted or things come up and we very easily say like, oh, well, God understands later. I will spend time later. And that later almost never comes. So he just wants to spend time with us and have that intimacy. And I think it's interesting how Jesus mentioned before in that chapter, he goes talking, he says he teaches how to pray, and he says the Father's prayer, but that's after this. And then he also teaches of when we need something to pray and how to ask and stuff. But I think that he mentioned this before because the most important kind of prayer is the one when we spend time with him and just quality time, that engage in conversation or that communication of the soul with God, that intercourse, deep and intimate with him. And then it closes saying, he will reward you. Your Father that sees everything, he will reward you. And that's number 4, I think. What better reward we can have, first of all, than his presence? That he shows up, that for me, that would be the reward. Like, you know, he came and just I spent quality time with him. And I remember before I got married, I went through a tough situation. I was engaged before and I stopped the wedding 15 days before. And I wanted to die. I wanted to take my life away off or whatever. I wanted to take my life. And I knew that that wasn't the answer, but I just didn't want it to live anymore. And I told God, well, you are the only one I have, and I know you're going to satisfy my soul and everything that I am. And I just cling to God like no one's business. And he, like, I just started the best relationship that I could ever have. Like, my relationship with God has never been like that. Like, it was, I mean, it still is, but that time was so special because he was my everything, and I got to the point that I was like, you know what, if I don't get married, I'm going to be happy just serving God forever, and it was just so complete and fulfilled and just satisfied. And then when my focus turned to him, he brought me my blueprints and awesome man of God. But that time, I will spend hours just like in his presence, just like I would sometimes put music and I would just be there, and his presence, I would be like 1 hour on the floor just there. Like, it was so powerful. Like, it was awesome, awesome times with God. And so he is the best reward. Having quality time with him is the best reward we can have. But also, he gives us what we need and what we desire. Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. And you know, if we are aligned to God, I know our desires are aligned to his desires. And so when we are walking in his righteousness, it's just aligned, and we just delight in him. And it says, delight yourself in the Lord, or take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. And then Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will give you everything you need. So Jesus is the righteousness of God, and also doing God's way is the righteousness. And so if we just seek his kingdom, first him, everything that we need is going to just follow us. It's just going to come without us even expecting, like, oh, what I was needing, here. I don't need to have more dates with God just to ask him, oh, I need to pay my bills and I need to. Of course not. Who has dates like that to just, like, go on a date and then ask, you know, I need this, I need that. We just spend time together. Then in Matthew 6:8, it says, your father already knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. So he already knows. Our father knows what we need. But of course, we can ask him, but he already knows. Hebrews 11:6 says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who comes to him must believe that God exists, and he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So, of course, we come knowing that he is God, that we're just not coming to see, you know, what we will respond. We know that we're talking with a real person. We know we're talking with our Father, God. We come with faith, like Pastor Gavin was saying earlier. But we come to seek him, just to spend time with him, and he will reward us. So in his word, he's like saying once and again. Prayers must also be offered in faith that God is. It is the hearer and answerer of prayer, and that he will fulfill his word. So he is, and he rewards those who seek him. And something else I just want to mention, well, before that, I just want to wrap up this. When we pray, let's go away. Let's separate a time to seek God. We're not going to find it. We are not going to have leftover time. We need to go away by ourselves. And Jesus did that all the time. When we see in the Gospels, we see how he will separate himself and just to seek the Father. And if Jesus needed it, we needed much more. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. And you know, sometimes we get tired of not seeing a response, or of, you know, I remember times that I would be there in my bedroom and like, hey, yesterday was awesome. Where are you? Like, you know, sometimes it takes time. It takes effort. It takes work. But let's not get tired. Let's just remain there and He will come. He will show up. He always, always, always shows up. And just also sometimes it was awesome being in silence there in His presence, and then He starts speaking to you and it's awesome. And you know, people here in ministry, sometimes we get tired of not seeing or the responses we want, like, immediately or something, but God knows. Revelation 2:3 says, I know you are patiently enduring and holding firm on behalf of my name. You have not become faint. And so everything that we have done, He knows. He knows, and He wants us to keep on going patiently and endure and hold firm. Hebrews 12:3 says, consider the life of the one who endured such personal attacks and hostility from sinners, so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. So God wants us to keep in mind and endure to trials and not grow weary or lose heart. He wants us to keep on going and persist in seeking Him and in doing His will. And Galatians 6:9, it says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. Let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Amen. So I just don't give up. Let's not give up in seeking His face and in doing what we're doing for the ministry, because we are going to have a big blessing if we don't give up. Sometimes we're like, oh yeah, we're going to get a big blessing if we don't give up. Some people like give up and like the blessing was like one step more. So let's just keep on pressing on, because He has good things for us. He wants to spend time with us. God longs for intimacy. He longs to spend time with His children. And that's the reason we are here. That's the reason He created us. That's the reason He has done all these great things in life. And you know, Jesus coming to the world, the end of everything, or the is to have a relationship with us. So let's just seek Him. Let's just spend time with Him. Because that's what we do. That's all this about having a close relationship with God.
Yes, God's calling. I just know that tonight we are hearing His word, and He's calling out to us. He's saying, come to me, my children, come to me. I like to think of God, He's my great big sweet daddy. And He just wants me to crawl up in His lap, just lean on His breast, and just soak up the love. And and, you know, I appreciate this message tonight because I believe that, you know, it calls to all of us. And we all get so busy filling our lives with so many things. And a lot of the things we fill our lives with, you know, they're not wrong, they're not sin, but they distract us. And they get our thoughts off of things besides the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just, the Lord just is calling us. He's calling us. He's calling us. He's calling us. He's saying, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. And I know that when there have been seasons in my life when I would just pray all the time. I was just a passion to pray. And I would just spend time in the presence of the Lord. It was just it's a passion. And it just feels so good when you're that close to Him. You know, and you know, in the Song of Psalms, He said, come away, come. come away with me, my beloved. Come away with me. And I believe that's a call of the Lord to us tonight. Come away. Shut the door. Come away. Listen to me. And I know in my prayer life, sometimes my brain gets so busy thinking about what it wants to think about, and even scriptures, and even the word, and even things that should be good. But my mind is so busy, it's like when we come to the Lord, there needs to be an emptying out. Turn loose of my thoughts, turn loose of my preconceived ideas about what even the scriptures are saying. And just come and just wait empty before the Lord. Just say, God, here I am. Just empty your heart, empty your mind, and just come before the Lord. And, you know, God wants to be our friend. And friends listen to one another. And when we become a friend of God, when we talk, his ears perk up. He says, ooh, my daughter's talking to me. My son's talking to me. You know, it's like when you become friends with God, it's just like not only do we love hearing his voice, he loves hearing us. And our time spent in the presence of the Lord, I believe, will birth and release desires and thoughts that's from the heart of God. I believe that God wants us to dream with him, to have a dream, to have a vision that's his vision. He's wanting us, and he has placed certain callings and certain things within us that the only way that we will tap into them is spending time in his presence. And spending time in his presence, it releases the divine purposes and plans of God, and it brings things to our mind that we wouldn't have known. And this happens sometimes through praying in the Spirit. You know, it's time, it's good to just spend time praying in tongues sometimes, and praying in tongues, and praying in tongues. And the word in Corinthians and other places say, if you pray in tongues, ask God that you can interpret. Because a lot of times God has things he wants to tell us that our mind doesn't know, but our spirit can pick up on it. God wants to bless us with divine encounters. He wants us to bless us with divine knowledge. Words of knowledge that don't come from our own intellect, but they come up from our spirit man. But it's practical knowledge that will help us be productive in life and gain ground in the kingdom of God. God wants his people blessed. And it's just like those quiet times. Those times when we're talking to God, but we also listen to him. He can speak secrets to us and things. Let us know how to pray for things that we wouldn't even know how to pray otherwise. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for calling us to that time of intimacy with you. We hear your call and we hear the heart cry of our Father God, saying, oh, how I long to spend time with my children, with my family. Oh, la kaime ho'ailani ashe. Father, we just lift our hearts to you. We lift our hands to you. We lift all that we have to you, Father, and we thank you. We thank you for giving us a time, putting a time in our hearts to schedule appointments with you. Putting time in our heart, you know, and God did this with me years ago when my children were little. I just I loved, at that time, I loved to spend time with God. And like when all the family gets up and when all the busyness starts, it's like, you know, it's gone. And so I purposely started getting up at least an hour before anybody else in the house woke up. And I would go and I would sit in my chair and I would pray and I would read my word and I would have that time of intimacy and present, you know, talking with God. And, you know, some people pray better at nights. You know, it's just like it doesn't matter when is your time, but you need to have a time that you separate to God. This is God and I's time. This is when we're going to talk. Hallelujah. And it's just, you know, God's calling us. He's calling us. Oh, he's calling us. Oh, yes, 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 he's calling us. Hallelujah. He has a lot of things to impart to us and to share with us. And he has secrets that he longs to share with us that will bless our life and fill us. Oh, with the blessing of the Lord and the prosperity of the Lord and the flowing in the things of the Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just say, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm going to spend time with you, and it's going to be a beautiful time. It's going to be a beautiful time. Oh, oh, hallelujah. And come think of the Song of Solomon. He says, I am my beloved's and he is mine. I am my beloved's and he is mine. Oh, we just thank you, Father. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, open our ears to hear your call. Open our ears to hear your voice. Father, bring your let us share secrets together. I want to know, God, what's on your heart. I want to know, Father, what you care about, what you love. Up our ears and we say, God, we want to listen to your heart. We want to hear your heart. We want to hear your desires. Lord, we want to know what is the passion of your heart. Father, we ask that you wake up within our spirits your passion. You have put a calling within us, and we just ask, Father, that we touch into that calling and that we become passionate about what you're passionate about and what your purpose and your plan. We ask, Father, for an invasion of heaven into our lives, that we would hear you, hear you, hear you, Father God. Oh, te mi ashe lo bahande, that your will be done in this earth, in all of us here, that your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, we just love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord, you are mighty and holy and awesome. Mighty and holy and awesome. Oh, Kahaliande, Father, we just have a desire to fall in love with you all over again. Every day that we fall in love with you all over again. When you're in love, the flowers are brighter and the sky is bluer and everything is more beautiful when you're in love, and Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Ramasho Namahai and Nene. And when we fall in love with Jesus, oh, everything glistens with his beauty, his glory. Oh yes, Father, truly you are. Truly you are our love, our passion, our hope, our desire. Oh, Kenda la patonda la viande la ramaniande lipomana galeria nono ordiande indoro bomande rianda la nai mohalinindi viando rabominini andur ramana hayanene apapashe. Praise you, Jesus. Father, as we come into your living room, into your loving room, oh, that every other voice will be shut out of our minds and that we will hear your heart, hear your love. Oh, hashi mi handa boriya re ayo re ayo shi. Holy, 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 re ayo shi. Indarabanaya ni ayo shona mana haya leni asheni handarabam ni ay. Lenhone ni ayo tini ayo sheya lalama hai. God has a plan for his army, for his church in general, but he has an assignment, and sometimes a series of assignment for each of us personal. And it's important that we pray in the Spirit for the future assignments that he has for us to do. Because if we have prayed out it out and prayed through to a victory before we get there, then when we get there, it will flow smooth and flow right. And God has some mountains for us to take. Individually, he has some assignments for us. And just in your prayer time with God, begin to pray it out. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Spend time getting lost in his presence and praying in the Spirit. And it's like when you pray in the Spirit ahead of time, it like it paves the road before you. It prepares the way before you. Oh, so that when you get there, you'll get there in the victory. The victory, you will win the victory in prayer before you ever get to that mountain. You will win the battle in prayer and praying in the Spirit before you get there. Hallelujah. It's so important to pray out our future. Hallelujah. Ramahonde ashe kamanehayo tano ashe namahai. And Yehoashi and Amahai. And it's important to pray out the future of our children, to carry them before the throne of God, and to stand there before the throne of God. For God has a purpose for each of your children. Hallelujah. And when you spend time praying out their future before the Lord, hallelujah, even though the devil may slip in and cause a temporary setback, your prayers will guarantee the victory, that they will go through that thing and that they will come before the Lord and walk in the place where God has them to walk. Hallelujah. Ho kahani hai o haliashe ni andai borindi ayoshe. Oh, halamakindo romohonde inime hai o romone ashe abahanai. James Dobson, that we used to hear a whole lot with Focus on the Family, and he used to be a big name, but his grandfather had a number of grandchildren, and he would get up every morning and he would spend 1 hour from the time his grandchildren were little. He would spend 1 hour particularly praying for his grandchildren, that God's purpose and God's plan would be done in their lives. And almost every one of those children became a minister except James Dobson, and he became a psychiatrist. But God used him in the ministry. He used him to help train people up. And he sacrificed those hours and hours and hours praying over his children, and the fruit of it was just beautiful. And it's important that we spend time praying out the future of our children from the time they're little. Pray out the future before it gets here. Hallelujah. And the way will be paved before you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Denise, for that awesome word. And thank you, Jesus, for stirring our hearts to spend quality time with you. Amen. The Lord bless you.